B-Pod Studios.
Do you want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Shannon, you are concerned with your boyfriend or fiance. I'm a little confused because I know you said you have a ring, but your boyfriend Dylan, you feel like might be having a wandering eye?
I do have a ring, but it's not an engagement ring or anything. It's called a promise ring that he gave me.
All right.
We've been dating for about 2.5 years, and we are both quite religious, and him in particular, and so it's just kind of a ring that helps us understand that we're both on the same path.
Shannon, can I ask how old you guys are?
30.
Why'd you ask that?
Because I feel like purity rings are for, like,
okay. There you go.
Kids.
What's going on? Like, why do you think that he might be cheating on you?
Okay, so he's just been a little weird recently. And this has happened a few times where he's just been at church more recently, like, more than normal. And there's this one time where he said he was at church, and then I actually drove past the church and his car wasn't there. So I called him and he said he was still at church, and I...
Now we're getting somewhere.
And you knew he was not.
Exactly. Like, I had legitimate proof that his car was not there. So I don't know where he was. He was obviously lying.
Is there another woman who you are suspicious of that's adding to your reason for getting on War of the Roses?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. If there is another woman, I really obviously hope there's not. But there's this woman at church, and her name is Molly. She, just something about her, like, whenever she comes up to us, she always says hi to him first. She just seems to...
She's more attracted to him, more pulled towards him than you.
Yeah, and it's just enough of a feeling that makes me feel weird about it, you know?
I don't know. My mind is just, like, wondering a couple things. Like, do you and Dylan have a physical relationship?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent.
But you haven't moved furniture or... together?
I'd rather not discuss that part of our relationship.
Okay, let's call Dylan and find out who he says are romantic roses to. Don't say anything until we find out what he says on that audio card, and after he sends it to someone, if it's not you, okay? Let's get as much information out of him as we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Dylan, please.
This is
C. Hi, Dylan. My name is Jenna. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here and Instagram handle as our Instagram tag winner. We're giving away $100 in beautiful free red romantic roses. And you were our winner, you and the person who tagged you in our post.
I didn't enter anything. Sorry.
No, so it wasn't you who actually entered. It was one of those tag contests where you tag a friend, and then if we randomly select the two of you, you guys both get the prize.
Oh.
One of your friends tagged you in the post, and you guys are both getting it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, I have, like I said, beautiful romantic red roses for you to send to somebody you love.
Yeah. Could you send it to someone I know named Molly.
Yep. Uh-huh. All right, so we're going to send these to Molly, and we do a QR code inside the flowers instead of an actual card, and you'll get to record a voice memo for her to hear when she gets the flowers.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so I can record your memo here in 3, 2, 1.
To the start of something new.
Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
Wait, what?
I am. Oh, my God. I'm shocked.
Dylan,
how
you sent
you
the
do this to me?
You sent the flowers to Molly, but your girlfriend Shannon is on the phone. You are actually on the Manny and Lorraine morning show on War of the Roses. We catch cheaters.
Oh. How dare you?
So much for church.
Why would you do this? You ass.
Okay. I didn't know you'd be on.
What kind of church do you guys go to?
Are you guys okay? Everybody, time out for a second.
Please stop swearing.
Dylan, are you having a relationship with Molly?
It's more of we just got dinner.
Get it out, jerk.
Okay. We've been meeting up a couple times during, you know.
Okay. You know what, Dylan? Let me ask this a different way. Are you having a physical relationship with Molly? Have you made out?
Yes.
You might as well come clean. Yes, he came clean. Okay.
Yes, I have. Okay. Oh, things with Shannon have not exactly been exciting, and I need a bit more of a thrill. Okay. Just a little bit more of a thrill. And right now what I'm getting in the current relationship, sorry, Shannon, not so much.
Wow. You sound angry about it.
I know. And you guys have, like, rings together, and it sounded like you were moving towards a marriage, and now you're just like, no, it's not spicy enough for me. I'm finding it with Molly.
Yeah. More or less.
Oh, my God.
More or less.
Unbelievable.
When Shannon called you and you said you were at church, just so you know, she drove past the church and you weren't there. So you were probably with Molly, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to hear his bull.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.